Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the third hour, which we're not really into. I got it back in the studio late. I was out of the studio telling him what to post on the website, and I ran in here. And we are starting the second hour, and in the middle of this hour, we have a gentleman who heads up Corridor Watch, who's gotten the majority of the counties in Texas to stand up against the Trans-Texas Corridor and say, you ain't turning all our roads into toll roads. I mean, it takes almost every major street and highway and state road and turns them into a toll road via the transponders. That's coming up in 30 minutes, and that will go into the third hour. And we're going to take calls for the next 30 minutes to get into other news, like this little tidbit. MSNBC poll, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? And out of 75,181 respondents, 87% said that he needs to be impeached for lying about the war, for spying. That is good news. Now, then you see the other little, fraudulent polls they put out. Oh, he's getting very popular. And I have no doubt with some weak-minded people, all the grandstanding, going, I want to protect you from evil al-Qaeda. And that may be the case, but overall it's not. And again, Bush is just a puppet, but people are losing faith in the titular head, in the figurehead, in the front, in the facade, in the tapestry. And they're seeing behind the curtain to the little man behind it controlling it, and that is the good news. We're going to go to your calls here. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get into just a whole host of news stories. But Ohio on the verge of passing what legislators are calling martial law, what they're calling Russian-style police states. Well, what was the particular state rep called it? One state representative said it resembles Gestapo-like tactics. I mean, there's one quote. There's a bunch of articles on this, and it feeds into all these other states from Rhode Island to Oregon with stuff even worse. Protest and block traffic, life in a forced labor camp. No. Life in prison, 25 years if you agree to work in a labor camp. Sorry. Got to be exact about these things. Let's talk to Chris in Arkansas. But that's not a police state, folks. Everything's fine. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Alex, you need to listen to an album from Def Leppard, the rock metal group. Listen to their album Hysteria, and the seventh song on the track is a song called Gods of War, and it's just got some real like police state sound and stuff in it. And
Def Leppard is from Sheffield, England.
Yeah, I knew that, Alex.
No, I was notified by Paul Watson of that. He's quite proud of Def Leppard, a big fan of them. I'm joking. He thinks they're nerdly. That's a big joke. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think you'd like it. It's called Gods of War, and it's just got some stuff in the song where they talk about terrorists and how the people, quote, let down their nation because terrorists have struck and all this other stuff. But it's got some real good police state
stuff. Is that a new song?
No, it's not new. It's old as dirt, Alex. It's probably, at least 10, 15 years old.
Wow.
It's pretty old, but it's Hysteria, Def Leppard, Gods of War. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, for one thing, I'm a U.S. soldier, Alex, and I'm not confiscating anybody's weapons.
We got a clip we're going to play later of U.S. Army confiscating guns in America.
Well,
we don't like to do it, but we're taking the guns.
Well, I don't care. They can shoot me or put me in prison or whatever. I'm just not doing it, period.
We may have to, boy. It's people like your guns cause Al-Qaeda. Don't you know Al-Qaeda agents sprout out a Pappy's shotgun?
Yeah, I'm
real. No, that's where they... Listen. Shaking down families is what... Stay there. Stay there, Chris. I'm going to have a talk with you after this break. What kind of devil are you, boy? Get them guns. That's conservative. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of December 2005. We're talking to Chris and Mike and Mark and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. All over the country, states are attempting, and in some cases passing, and in some cases failing, on the verge of signing in Ohio, laws that are being openly called martial law or Gestapo land. Or Soviet Union. These are the terms. And openly, you must answer questions, you must be shut down, you will be taken to jail. There will be federally controlled state and local teams with citizen squads under them. I mean, we've had some of the citizen squads from Knoxville on just 2 days ago. And I said, so the emergency management center is really federal with a live board tracking all cell phones, scanning our faces? Well, yes, sir. That's the system. That's the plan. And he's the professor at the local college with 14 classes under him. And then he goes off and is creating cadres of these local tattletale squads, who then go make, quote, anonymous reports on crime and threats and potential terrorists. You notice there's no real terrorists, so it's all crime. And it makes me want to hyperventilate. I mean, this makes me so angry. They got a bunch of well-meaning idiots working for them, but they're actually trying to take down America right in front of you. Has nothing to do with terrorism. And then you look at who carried out the terror, and guess what? It's the same people doing this. And is it any surprise that it's Skull and Bones Taft about to sign it in Ohio? Oh, no, but we're not in a police state. The Pentagon watches anti-war protesters. The Pentagon watches animal rights activists. The Pentagon watches pro-gun groups. The Pentagon is surveilling you with actual physical assets trailing you. Oh, the NSA is listening to you. Oh, your cell phone's being tracked. Oh, your... But everything's okay. We're getting to Agenda 21 in the corridors, and a fellow running for state senate who's just done a bang-up job with his corridor watch. He's got the majority of the county signed on. I was saying like 15 the other day. It's like 70 or something. I mean, it's getting really exciting. So we're fighting back against these bastards, but that's what they are, folks. Godless worm creatures. Chris in Arkansas, you're talking about how you're in the military and you're not going to put up with gun confiscation. Well, we have an ABC News piece I'm going to play after you leave us that was lost in the memory hole from back in mid-September, where they're going, we don't like taking guns as a U.S. Army, but we're willing to do it. And then it shows them walking out of mansions stealing people's guns. But go ahead, Chris. You finish up what you had to say.
Well, as a soldier, you are not required to obey unlawful orders.
It's the order of your commander-in-chief, boy.
It is an unlawful order to do anything as a member of the armed forces.
But guns are bad. We've got to confiscate them.
That subverts the Constitution of the United States. That's the oath that every soldier takes. They take an oath to protect the Constitution.
Well, also, the commander-in-chief is only over the military as long as he follows the Constitution. Now Bush isn't even doing that, and he's saying commander-in-chief makes him dictator. That's what his memo said. That's what he's been saying. And then people said, oh, you're saying you're a dictator? And he goes, no, I'm not a dictator. He hopes people don't know what a dictator is. That is a dictator. He's trying to declare that he's a dictator.
Well, the first line of the oath of enlistment is, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if the president wants to make himself a domestic enemy against the people, that means it is your duty as a soldier to uphold the Constitution.
Because, well, George Washington was a highly decorated Indian fighter soldier, captain, and then colonel for the British. I guess he should have just followed the orders of the king, though, when the king was enslaving the people. See, George Washington was bad, buddy. And I happen to have video of FEMA saying he was bad, so you're a terrorist, too.
Right, right. And the whole purpose of the First Amendment is so you can throw dung on the Virgin Mary, all these sorts of things.
Yeah, that's what they do. They, like, come out and make the rights look bad by somebody abusing them. I don't care if some monkey abuses their rights. It doesn't take my rights away.
Exactly, exactly. I want to say one other thing, Alex, and I saw local news the other day, and I'm not necessarily saying there's anything sinister behind it, but they were talking about how teens and how they drive recklessly, and we should now put cameras in our car to watch our kids drive. And I just thought, kind of, you know, that's kind of extreme.
And we shouldn't use cash because the terrorists will get us, when really it's the wireless stuff that's causing all the problems, and cash is evil, and Big Brother loves you. No, sir, it's all propaganda all the time.
Yeah, and we need to get off this fiat paper currency we're on and get on.
But, I mean, the fiat's better than the cashless fiat. Thanks for the call. And folks, the local newscaster, in most cases, isn't some government operative demon. They have the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. And Fox News, ABC, and CBS, all three do their national news gathering. They all pool right there. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of editors there. And most of the local stuff you see, for some reason, starting 4 years ago, even before 9/11 I saw this, is, I guess 5 years ago, satellited to them and then re-edited and sent back. And then a lot of the newscasts you see, excuse me, what they call templates or news packages. Oh, hey, the corporates know what sells. They're the expert consultants. And these are our newscasts for the week. We've got one on how mercury's good for you. I'm being serious. One, how it's the law. You've got to take vaccines. One, how police are running checkpoints and getting citizens involved in helping the fight by keeping their eyes open. I mean, that's why I can be in a hotel. I can be at home, watch TV, see an exact newscast on ABC or CBS or ABC or, you know, whatever. I can get in a plane, fly somewhere, and be in a hotel room that night and see the exact same words, exact same thing, with just local names changed. You know, when I'm in LA, literally, I've been in Austin, seen a newscast in the morning, and get to LA, and it's the exact newscast, same, you know, affiliate. You know, they're getting their federal feeds. I call them federal feeds, national feeds. And so that's why. I mean, every time I see a local newscast, when I saw that Mercury's Nutritious newscast, I immediately ran into Google and I typed it in. And that was on CBS, luckily. We have that clip on the website, and it was, there were hundreds of them. Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Amarillo, you know, just in Texas, it was everywhere. And just all, I mean, it was literally hundreds of links, the same newscast, the same script. It's the same thing. Do you understand? Saying Mercury's Nutritious. They don't believe it. I play the clip every month. Go get the Mercury's Nutritious clip. See, we're not radical, folks. We're saying Mercury's bad for you. Okay, we're saying police in black ski masks, we're surrounding shopping malls, searching everyone is ridiculous. And total police state. And they know it has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. This is government letting us know we're slaves. Now, this is a local newscast, and ooh, a new study shows that it actually helps kids, and the mercury in it helps them, not hurts them. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Well, there you have it. Oh, maybe nutritious. I mean, see, it's just in your face. And that was all over the country. And it was two federally paid-for studies saying, oh, no, this is good for our children. Oh, yes, it's very good that we've gone from 1 in 20-something thousand having autism to 1 in 166, and that was last year's numbers. They're now trending for it to be 1 in 70. Oh, I mean, pretty soon half of us will be like that. Look, oh, it's completely normal. Here's your injection. I mean, this is a nightmare. We have woken up in a nightmare. And I'm normal. I'm normal because I'm freaking out over this. Forced labor camp if you protest. I mean, I just, you know. Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm freaking out. It's just
I know you are. I know you are. I can hear it. You got one hell of a task ahead of you, my friend. Hey, all this Patriot stuff, since we haven't heard it for a while, is really them warming up the orchestra. The election's next year. So they extended it for 6 months. That's going to be the hot-button topic. They're all going to, we haven't been for this. Ooh, yeah, we know this. They know we're pissed about it. They know we're upset about it.
And then there's going to be a terror attack after they get
Absolutely.
Rid of it. And it was all your fault. We tried to save you
Absolutely.
By enslaving you. And
you know what, Alex? Merry Christmas.
Hey, well, what do you think about them trying to pass this law in Ohio where they shake everybody down and rogue teams are running around vipering us and...
All of it scares me because most of the people don't pay attention. They'd rather turn their iPod on and not listen to anybody, watch reality TV until they pass out. And that's
Meanwhile,
it.
There's
and
cops creeping around dressed up like Nazis.
But
yeah.
That's normal. But that's normal. Hey, they're here for our protection is everybody's opinion on it. And I, like I said when you had the professor on the other day, name me one time this has worked out to our benefit. Why are we sitting here lying to each other saying that this is acceptable? It's not.
Well, he kept saying, he was, yeah, it's very scary what I'm doing. He was admitting that. Yeah, it looks like, and he said, well, you know, it's not my job. He was having to admit it was bad.
When do we draw the line? We all have to ask ourselves that. Take the time, when you guys, everybody that's listening, when you have time off this holiday, sit down and think about it. When are we going to draw the line? I mean, it crossed over everything that this country's been about for almost 300 years.
You know what it boils down to, Mike? It boils down to people don't respect themselves. They don't know how much power they've got.
It's a lack of education. The education system has worked exactly. They listen when they're told to listen, and they don't question anything because they don't even know how to formulate the question.
And they don't even know the economy's in shambles because the news tells them it isn't when all the indicators are we're going to hell in a handbasket.
One of the first things he did when he got into office is made it so you can only collect unemployment for like 9 months, and then you come out of those numbers. So all the numbers that we're hearing are crap, and nobody wants to question that either.
It's all baloney. I mean, I've had two chief economists on from their own administrations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else? You always make good points. Anything else, Mike?
Just give your wife and kids a hug and a kiss for me. Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to
you, my friend. You really put yourself out on the line.
Oh, man, the cost of not putting it out there is a lot worse. I mean, I mean, we have an elite that openly writes books saying they're planning to kill us as soon as they get us under their control. I mean, we're in trouble.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Seriously, folks, I've counted the cost. The cost is much higher going along with this. I mean, I'm fighting them. I'm not mesmerized by all the entertainment and all the little trinkets. I mean, I know what matters, freedom. Because you lose freedom, you lose your economy, too. I mean, people who don't live in freedom live in slavery, and they live in a bad economic area as well. They live in a bad economic atmosphere. So, you know, it all comes together as a package. You don't value freedom, you don't value your own life. I know most of you, a lot of you, a New World Order minions out there, don't even care about your own family or your own kids, but you might as well care about yourselves. Don't you have any self-preservation instincts? Mark and David and Randy, your calls are coming up. Here's an ABC News piece that was lost in the memory hole. Remember them going in the old lady's house and confiscating her handgun from her and dragging her out? Her house was high and dry. This is video of what looks like $500,000 million houses. I mean, I don't know how much the real estate is in that area, but it's in the wealthy areas. It looks like million-dollar houses to me. Huge Victorian-style houses with the walk-around porches, and it's the troops confiscating guns. We don't like confiscating guns, but we are. Just everything we predicted. Here's a beta test. Oh, and Mexican troops, of course. There is support roles. Dutch troops. Precedence set. Precedence set. Here it is.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, everyone home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
You scum!
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
You're a punk.
This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
You scum.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff.
I tell you what,
to do.
Stop right there. Rewind it about 45 seconds where that piece of scum. What do you think Iraq was? It was to train you for the very thing you're doing here. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've seen you, Jack, training to take my guns and admitting it's for America. So I don't want to hear it. And no, those aren't our troops. Those are scum traitors. Those are the scum of the earth. Can you imagine?
We're going to let you stay here for now, but you can't have your guns. They were intimidated that ours were bigger than theirs.
What do you want to bet those guys would take their guns from their own daddy? They don't even care about their own families. The government told them, the government's my daddy. I'll take your gun. And they went into those areas, folks. The government was just waiting for this beta test. They held back the aid. FEMA sabotaged everything. A few, drug addicts, shotguns in the air. They called it a big threat and then went in and confiscated guns for week after week and nobody ever got them back. And there's the video of American citizens drug out of their mansions. See, nobody's safe. Tied down with dumb gang member military stomping around going, we got their guns. And the local cops will take your guns. Don't let them tell you they won't. They can't wait to get them. Roll the tape again. Just roll it.
The guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, everyone home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion. Sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy
we'll be right
area
back.
Where homeowners had armed themselves
we'll be right
to
back.
Their mansions.
Stay with us.
We're
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Confiscating old ladies' guns. I mean, they went into the wealthy areas on the outside the rim of New Orleans where they had roads, you know, to the rest of the state where things were open. They even had power in a lot of areas. And they just showed up. And police were freaking out on the news, I remember. And the head of the hospital, others going, look, we live there. You know, we live in these houses. We're the people that are keeping the power on. One of the power plant foremen got arrested. And they took his guns. This was all on record. Imagine. You're there supplying power to the police. You're there in even a support role to them. And it's just so mindless, and the feds are so uncoordinated and want to carry out their precedent-setting event for local police and National Guard and regular army working together, backed up by Dutch and Mexican troops, by the way, in support roles. And people out on the front lawns in front of million-dollar houses. You ought to see this video. It's up on Infowars.com. In front of million-dollar houses, just confiscating their guns. Well, you can stay here where there's criminal gangs roving around after we've taken your guns. Of course, there really weren't criminal gangs in most of the areas. The police were afraid of them and would run from them. That was on the news. But later, well, let's just swagger into these houses and see what we can get. And I've talked to sheriffs, I've talked to police, I've talked to emergency managers, like Thomas Sanchez, Kingsville, a Vietnam Marine Corps veteran. And he's patriotic, you know, they came into him in 99 and said, we're training for gun confiscations in America. It's part of a covert secret plan, PDD-25. And they showed him a classified version And then he came on my show and said, Delta Force wants to train here. It's part of conditioning for a takeover, and I'm not going to be part of it. But then in Alice, Texas, they did, and he gave us an interview, and their chief's like, foreign troops are here, but I can't let you know about our tactics. Oh, but the foreign troops can know about your tactics. So I don't care. See, it sounded crazy then while I was just going off. San Antonio police chief, emergency manager Kingsville, patriots, real patriots. But Scott Hartman runs the show. He's up there in the network. There in the control booth, and I told him to turn a microphone on because he made a good point during the break to me about the point of, well, why were they even made to leave to begin with? You want to comment on that, Scott?
Sure. I mean, these are their homes. There's no reason why these people should be forced to leave in the first place. I mean, especially, okay, granted, some of them are flooded out, and it might not have been a good idea to stay, but that still was their choice. It's their home.
It's called freedom.
Exactly. And what I don't understand is if the only reason they were there is to force them to leave, why did they let them stay anyway after they took their guns? It was the guns they were after. It wasn't the people.
They disarmed tens of thousands of homes. I mean, it was just huge truckloads. I've talked to military that were there. They wouldn't let the news show it. In fact, there was one AP article where they walked up and said, we will kill you like we do in Iraq if you show any of this. It was they even gave his name. It was a captain. And it was trucks just filled with guns.
That's absurd. Yeah, it's all they were after. They weren't after getting... had nothing to do with the safety of these people. It had to do with the safety of themselves, because they were concerned that these people would end up using these guns.
Well, that's what they told the buffoons, as if the military should and the police should worry about middle-class people with their guns. Every study, every statistic, every common sense mode shows that that's where police are safe, you idiots. They're not safe in New York and Chicago and Trenton, New Jersey, where they have total gun confiscation.
True. That's true.
I mean, it's simple. I mean, look, statistically, cops have a higher criminal rate than in any other group in society, but I don't think cops should be disarmed because most of them are good. I mean, why do we feel good when a cop's got a gun, but we freak out when back when this country was free and you didn't have any crime to speak of, everybody had guns in their cars. They were guns in the gun racks. You know, people weren't afraid of guns. It's just, there it is. Scott, what do you think about all the martial law announcements at the state level now, from Oregon to Rhode Island to Ohio, passing laws for checkpoints and warrantless searches and viper teams on the streets to federally searches and local teams and tattletale squads?
Oh, I'm very excited about that. I'm just waiting for it to work its way up to Minnesota here.
Well, that's what America's all about, home of the checkpoint, land of the gun confiscation.
Yeah, it's true. And pretty soon, somebody's going to be knocking at the back door of GCN here and won't be able to run a radio program anymore.
That's right. You were talking about our commander-in-chief. All right. Thank you so much for that. I know we got loaded phone lines, and for the next hour, we are honored to be joined by a gentleman who I know I'm going to be voting for if I had a chance to, in his Senate place. And it's Place 18, Texas Senate. That's basically the Senate runs the state. The governor's a puppet. And we are just honored to see what David Stahl is doing. The website's corridorwatch.org. And he put up or shut up, he took action. He's now gotten most of the counties in the state to say no corridors. We're not putting up with them. What are they? Well, you see corridors in UN plans, Agenda 21. When you go up into Kansas, out of Oklahoma, you'll drive 45, 50 miles, no exits, huge walls. You'll see old ghost towns, big Victorian homes, old gas stations shut down. They build the gas stations and the medians, and there's toll roads, and you're not allowed to exit. And the plan is to force everybody into the cities. It's part of Agenda 21. Made my first film about that, America Destroyed by Design, right off the UN's own documents. And TxDOT documents had said 6,000 miles or 7,000 miles of tolls in the country. There was going to be 6,000 miles transponders in the inspection stickers. Now the new documents are showing 8,000 miles in Texas, 3,000 in cities, and another, 5,000 on the state roads. And it's just the end. But a lot of locals have learned about this. A lot of local people in government have learned. And so they're pulling out. I mean, it's like selling, as I said, snow cones in hell. And David Stahl really needs to get into the Senate. And everybody needs to join Corridor Watch. And a lot of these counties are passing laws, passing injunctions, passing resolutions that, no, you're not putting your... Because it will wall the town off. You understand? It will. It's going to go nationwide. Texas is where it's all starting. And, Mr. Stahl, thank you for holding while I was babbling about the gun confiscation. But I know you're a patriot, and you're against that as well. So thank you for coming on.
I appreciate being here with you.
Well, let me just ask you, side issue, what do you think of all the gun confiscation and all the things that are happening?
I think it's a trend that we have in this country of surrendering our rights and privileges and liberties, and we've got to put a stop to it. That's one of the reasons that I'm if you can't beat them, join them. I'm going to run for the state senate here and see if I can't stop the erosion of personal rights that we're guaranteed under the Constitution, which doesn't seem to count anymore.
Where is Place 18? What senatorial region is that?
Senate District 18 is in Central Texas. It runs between Austin and Houston. Doesn't include either of those metropolitan areas.
No, it was just south of here, yeah.
Yeah, and it goes all the way to the Gulf, altogether 19 counties, from Caldwell and Bastrop near Austin to Waller and Fort Bend near
It's similar
Houston.
To Ron Paul's old congressional district, isn't it?
It overlaps a lot of Ron Paul's old district, yes.
Well, I mean, I want to talk about your awakening, because not just your Senate run, and I'm supporting you, sir, not just your Senate run, but how you woke up to the corridors, why you started a group, a website, how you've had phenomenal success just with their own documents. I mean, what you've done, and I'm not tooting your horn, I mean this sincerely, what you've done is a model of resistance and restoration of our Constitution. I mean, first off, tell us how you woke up. Tell us what these corridors are. Let's bring in the Spanish company, you know, the money, all of it, the scams, what they're going to do, and then let's talk about how we're going to fight this and how we can start corridor watches in other states where this is starting to burgeon as well.
Yeah, Alex, you know, I've been involved in local government for 30 years. I was elected as a city councilman when I was 20 years old, and I felt like I was part of the establishment, and I thought I understood the Constitution and what the government was about and how it was supposed to operate. And 2 years ago, I became aware of the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it was a planning document that had been adopted as an official plan of the state of Texas by the Transportation Commission, and it was adopted without any public input. I mean, no public input. This is a revenue-generating proposition.
And let's point out, they're putting up the scanners and the readers and the control grids and trying to pass laws for the transponders, and no one even knows about it as it's going in.
That's right. That's right. This is all being done under the radar, without public meetings, without public input, without the kind of discussion that we had in this country when we decided to do an interstate program, and this is vastly different. We have to actually go outside this country to understand what this project is, and the state knows it because the vendors that they're bringing in to build it are also coming from outside this
now,
country.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong. You know, 1950s, they start the interstate program off the autobahns. Eisenhower says it's going to be military roads, but used to move materials. That actually grew the country and made us a dynamo. Now they're going to use our dependence on that grid to totally enslave us and shut off 80% of the rural areas of the country. That's in the official plans. This is hell on earth.
Yes, actually, they try to point to the interstate system as this is just that's a model for this, but that's not correct at all. You know, Eisenhower fought a war. He used the autobahns. He wanted to see the same thing in this country, to move manpower and material, just as you said. And what he originally proposed was a highway that didn't go to any cities, and there was no money to build it, and it'd be a toll road. But, you know, there was public discussion and debate in the Senate and in the Congress of the United States. And the governors said, we can't afford to have these toll roads. It will damage our economies if people have to pay to drive to get here. And so,
this is really just the original plan of the control grid coming to fruition.
Absolutely. And, you know, and right out of Europe once again. And so that changed. And then the mayors of the major metropolitan cities said, you'll destroy our economies if you take the traffic. I mean, anyone who buys and sells commercial real estate knows that the three most important things for the value of that real estate is location, location, and location. And they look at traffic counts. And what this does is
that's why every store you go to asks for your zip code.
Absolutely.
They're trying to decide where to build new stores or if they should shut that store down. Look, for those that don't know, I'm not joking. Okay, I've seen the models, I've read their documents, and I've been to Kansas. They will shut down every major state highway. You will not exit into the small towns. It is meant to rewild those areas. I'm not joking.
No, that's absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, it will not only bypass all the small towns, but it bypasses the big towns. That's why the city of Dallas has issues with this concept. Because it's going to take away from Dallas and move that traffic even outside their county. And if that's not scary enough, the plan says that these corridors will create, quote-unquote, new cities. Now, why would you want to create a new city? You'd want to create a new city because you have absolute control over it, and you can control who makes the money from that development.
And you already grabbed the real estate, just like what the railroads did with the robber barons, and they can control the land for, what, a mile or two off each side of it and sell it to their buddies. The ultimate boondoggle.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the corridor itself is a quarter mile wide, which is 465 feet wider than is required to put everything in it that they say they want to do in it in the next 50 years. And the law
allows... I was reading about two-mile buffer zones. What's that?
Well, the law allows them to take unlimited land adjacent to the corridor for what they call ancillary facilities, which is the ability not just to put gas stations and fast food in like you see on turnpikes, but they can put in factories and warehouses and do all this on state land.
The maquiladoras, and that's the thing about this, is that you see the Supreme Court saying if some other financial interest anywhere globally, Dutch, Swiss, Chinese, now happening, Spanish, wants the land, they'll pay more taxes, we'll give it to them. And by the way, with the guest worker program, it's going to be a transponder in the Mexican trucks, in all these trucks. They're all going to be instantly legal, while in the corridors, they're going to be like the international zones at airports.
Yes, actually, if it were just limited to that, it'd be great. You know, the Texas legislature this last session attempted to require that the transponders be put in every motor vehicle inspection sticker. How about that?
I know, we barely beat it. But that's my point, is that this is about the Pan-American Union. On their own website that we found it and pointed it out, TxDOT said it was going to merge Mexico and Canada for the American Union.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the original plan does not show how this corridor connects to, nor did they have a single discussion with, and they openly told us, they had no discussions with Louisiana, Oklahoma, or New Mexico, or Colorado, with where these corridors will tie into those states. And yet, there were three memorandums of understanding with Mexico, and the routes all the way through Mexico were part of our original plan in Texas.
Sir, so you started waking up to this. Let's get into the Spanish company and what they're up to.
Yeah, you know, we have some of the world's best road builders here in Texas, and certainly in the United States. We build roads around the world. And yet the Texas Department of Transportation spent the largest travel amount they ever did to send their director of Turnpike Authority to Europe to sell the Trans-Texas Corridor in Europe.
Oh, and I bet he didn't get any money in his Swiss bank account.
Well, he certainly took a high-dollar attorney with him, which, by the way, wasn't even from Texas. He's from California and does international projects. No surprise. And so we solicited foreign investment, and there were three proposals. Two of them were from domestic companies, one from a Spanish company in Madrid, Spain, and a selection was made. And interestingly enough, the weighting of how that selection was made has been kept secret. It's still secret today.
Kind of like Iraq with the no-bid contracts.
The two companies that lost that proposal don't even know why they lost it, because it's still being kept a secret.
And there's been total secrecy. Now, TxDOT said there's this lie about we're using less fuel, but we've gone from 15 million barrels 6 years ago, to 22 million barrels a day. Actually, the tax revenue's bigger than ever, state and federally. The projections are only increases. And then the TxDOT document got released, about a year ago, saying, oh, we actually have more money than we need. Why are we telling people that we're bankrupt? Well, because... And it said we have to so we can get this done for the transponders and the toll roads that are going to make us pay to merge us with Mexico. I mean, just the level of lying that is involved with these people. And then it's all in secret. And then it's been all over the news about how people on these different state boards that did it, their wives and kids get $300,000 contracts the next day from the toll companies as soon as they sign on. I mean, it's just open corruption. They should all be in jail.
Yeah, there's absolutely no... accountability. There's no elected official is responsible. It's all been assigned to a...
Well, you were a city council member, Mr. Stahl. Why is there this raping and this orgy of looting America? I mean, they're just going everywhere. It's just wild stealing out in the open. I mean, what flipped the switch? What do they know we don't know?
Well, I'll tell you what's happened is that we now have a unique situation, and that the government itself and factions within the government, government entities and agencies, have become special interests. Just like we used to deal with special interests with labor unions or with industry, large industries. Now government itself, for itself, we're creating self-funding governmental entities that are becoming authorities, and they have...
They're mafias. Interest. They're like, it's like the old city-state where it's the noble on each hill in his castle.
Absolutely. And so anything that you can generate a revenue from benefits that group and not the general population. And they are just hell-bent to do anything and everything they can to rape, pillage, and plunder the citizens of this country.
And Mr. Stahl, I mean, it's literal what you're talking about. I mean, it is a... Folks, I've never seen anything like it. All of it's totally criminal. It's breaking laws. In front of... The thing is, 10 years ago, you went to jail for this. Now, no one gets in trouble. It's just...
Well, in 2003, Texas passed House Bill 3588, and it changed the way the government operates on these road projects. And you're exactly right. The things that they're doing today, before that law passed and changed the way it's done, would be commercial bribery. People would end up going to jail for negotiating bids in secret and signing them in secret, where there's no public knowledge of what we're buying and what we're paying for it.
Mr. Stahl, stay with us. This is Riveting. I want to keep you into the next hour and take calls and get into how we can support you for the Senate. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know I'm frothing. I know I'm moving fast and hitting a lot of different angles with our incredibly educated and informed guest who's teaching us a lot. I just want you to get a scope on the full magnitude, being tracked, being taxed, almost all the roads. I mean, almost every major state road, all the major roads in every city, totally controlled. Massive taxation by a foreign country tied into the King of Spain. Total secrecy, payoffs everywhere publicly. Total scams. and it's going to be nationwide, and they're going to bring in all these illegal aliens with it, totally legalize them. It will just be giant roads connecting us with all those slave goods pouring in. And the average American is totally dumbed down when it comes down to this. We're going to start the next hour here in just a second. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're talking to David Stahl, who's running for State Senate, District 18. Get involved in this campaign, Austinites. He's just south of us. Help him. Contribute. Get involved. We need poll watchers to stop him from scamming him, to try to stop him. The good news is he's got masses of the counties to go along with him. It's just, I want to talk about the model he's used to get people involved by educating people. That's all coming up. The end of year is coming up, and we have discounts of, you know, almost 6 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, and all the media and all the films that are there. We have deals till the end of the year of 75% off some of the DVDs and films I've made, T-shirts that are $20 or $9.95. The bookstore, the video store, they're on Infowars.com. Be sure and go peruse it. Order some videos. Get them out to people. Educate folks in your area. Air them on Access TV. Get the word out. Or you can call toll-free to get the films, and they can answer your questions and tell you about the titles and different things they cover by calling 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of the films and the books from the bookstore is what makes this broadcast and the websites and all the things we do possible. So I want to thank all those that have supported us. And if you haven't supported us or it's been a while, then get some of the new videos. You'll be impressed. They're even better than the old ones, I think. And get them out to people, because if you don't stand up, nobody will. And believe me, I've experienced it. Standing up and getting involved really works. It's just we're the ultimate consumers, the ultimate couch potatoes, the ultimate spectators. Stop being a spectator. It's fun to go catch bribery at the Capitol, as I've done, and see it in national TV. It's fun to beat Mills. It's fun to expose corrupt people. It's fun to watch them go to jail. It's fun to come up with an idea to throw out the Patriot Act and have 400-plus cities and now six states adopt it. Yes, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm nobody. I'm not that smart. And what Mr. Stahl's doing is amazing. We're about to break, Mr. Stahl, but give us a little tidbit before we get back into what these corridors will do of how you've, just how many counties you've gotten to sign on with you and how you got that done.
Well, we've got 32 counties that the commissioner's courts have passed formal resolutions opposing the corridor, and we have members now in 174 of the Texas counties. Once people learn a little bit, they want to learn more, and they discover that it's as terrible as they could possibly imagine. We are really losing our freedoms and rights, and it's time to stand up. If you value your freedoms and your liberties, it's time to stand up and make the government accountable for that.
Well, the Romans said all roads lead to Rome, and they built those expensive roads, paved roads, folks, for a reason, because it gave them total control. Roads are the blood supply.
You know, they've gone way out of their way to say they don't want to raise gasoline taxes. You know, and we have 38.5-cent gasoline tax in Texas. That's the federal and the state component. But people need to understand these toll roads, the tolls that they're going to charge, the foreign entities are going to charge.
$2.50 a gallon, right?
It's $3.85.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$3.85 a gallon. How do you like that?
Well, I guess that was their skewed numbers. I saw the $2.55 or $2.50.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Folks, go to the website, corridorwatch.org. It's all there. You want to get educated. I mean, I know the horns are going to be on this weekend, so just sell your kids' birthright out. Don't watch the horns game and get drunk. Don't go stop the toll roads of the Spanish king. We'll be right back with David Stahl. Stay with us. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.